I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. It is another beautiful day for the Chris Ann Hall Show. You know, I want to take a second to just thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the podcasts. Thank you to all of the stations across the United States that play my show. I am honored and just blessed beyond belief. You cannot even imagine how encouraging it is for me to have this opportunity and to know that people are listening. You know, I don't know if I was looking for feedback or whatever, but I just mentioned the other day that, you know, being on the radio is a lonely thing. It's not like speaking in front of the groups like I do. And your outpouring of encouragement and your stories about how you listen and where you listen to the Chris Ann Hall Show, well, I'm going to tell you what, they just lifted my heart, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I am so blessed to know that so many people out there are educated and encouraged by the truth that we speak, the wisdom that we seek, and that we are helping people stand for liberty. Remember, liberty first means liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite politician. Please, I want to encourage you today. I want you to promise me today that you will go to my website within the next 24 hours. Because if you don't go to my website in the next 24 hours, you won't go. I mean, that's just human nature. So the website is chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. If you are blessed by what you see there, the articles that you read, the videos that you watch, please share them. Email them to your friends. Post them on your Facebook, Google+, tweet them. Do whatever you do. Help us spread this message that actually gives hope, encouragement, and courage to people to stand. And I can say that because I really frankly think that it has nothing to do with me. I am simply a vessel, and I am blessed to be able to deliver this seed. And it's not me that deserves the glory for this. It's God who has given me this opportunity, and I am blessed. Now, so much of what I do focuses on national politics, national current events, and that sort of thing. I want to be very clear about something. I am not focusing nationally so that you think that our hope is in Washington, D.C. I am not focusing on politics so that you will see that these politicians in federal government are our hope. Quite to the contrary. I am focusing on these things so that you see that Washington, D.C. is not our hope, that these politicians have no encouragement, no power for us, and if they have any power, they refuse to use it. The power lies in the people and in the states, and I'm really, really hoping that by showing you how bad it is and how negligent they are in Washington, D.C., how worthless these politicians absolutely are, spineless, neutered, just disgraceful, with very few exception. I mean, I really hope that Rand Paul does not run for president. I know that's going to shock you, but I really hope that he doesn't. Because I like Rand Paul most of the time. But the more he talks, the more he mainstreams his language to run for president, I like him less and less. And I just, the things that I like about Rand Paul, his stand against government, his sort of libertarian leanings, these are the things that I like about him, his stand for the Constitution. But the more he talks as a presidential candidate, the less I hear of that. Rand Paul, can you hear me? Will you fire your mainstream political advisors? Will you fire them right now, please? Just get rid of them. Go with your heart, man. Go with what you know. So what if you don't win? The establishment is never going to let you win anyway. Hey, you want Ted Cruz to run for president? Go for it. He is not eligible. There is no argument about that with the standards created by our framers. If you want to modernize those standards, go for it. But remember this. The establishment will never let Ted Cruz win. Never win. But does that matter? Because you see, if they stay true to the message, if they stay true to constitutional truth, then the platform that they have to educate others is just simply invaluable. You cannot measure the impact that they could have. I don't know if Ted Cruz would diminish that impact by the fact that he can't, that he's ineligible to run. And, you know, I suppose you can debate me on that all day long, but the facts are there and you can't change those facts. You can only dilute them. And that's how you get to the answer. But here's the real situation. What is the platform worth? And Rand Paul running for president and listening to these advisors that he has is diminishing his platform and diluting the message by trying to remain mainstream. Do you know how? See, this is it. They are so absolutely dead to the world. Beltway syndrome. I call it delusional asphyxiation. Something is wrong with the air in Washington, D.C. And they get up there and their brains don't function properly. And they lose touch with reality and with the rest of the world. I don't think Rand Paul realizes that if he fired his establishment-directed advisors and stayed true to the principles that I believe bear true in his heart, I don't think he understands the overwhelming support he would have. People in America are dying for real leadership. And this wishy-washy, establishment-neutered perspective is not what the people are wanting. As a matter of fact, that's the very perspective that's going to keep people from the polls. I'm going to tell you what, people are not going to show up and vote. You know what, they're not going to protest and vote third party. I don't understand why that won't happen. I don't understand the mentality that stops us from doing that, but they will protest by not participating at all. And there you have it. They are making their own reality by putting up garbage like Jeb Bush, putting up garbage like Marco Rubio, and who else is running? Oh, Chris Christie. Oh my goodness, that is so laughable. It's offensive. It is offensive to the American spirit to think that Chris Christie that the establishment thinks that Chris Christie has a viable run. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of eating leftovers. Why can't we have a fresh meal in Washington, D.C.? Why do we have to keep reheating these old, stale, moldy, non-nutritional ramen noodle leftovers? That's what this is. This presidential election is like reheating ramen noodles for the seventh time. Ramen noodles have absolutely no nutritional value the first time around. After you stick them in the microwave 6 times more, you know what? They're not even good anymore. They're actually detrimental. They have to be leeching benefit from your body. And that's what these establishment Republicans do. They are leeching benefit from the American people. And it's about time that we stop reheating these leftovers. And I want to point out to you today that not only are these leftovers inefficient and non-beneficial, how detrimental they are, how they are just absolutely doing nothing. Hey, America, stop supporting these people. Stop supporting them. It is pointless. They are worthless. They do nothing. How do we keep, how in heaven's name do we keep supporting these people? I've been to grassroots groups already since the Boehner vote, where they are inviting their representatives to come and speak to their groups. The ones that voted for Boehner. Oh, they deserve to have their voice heard, and we deserve to hear. And they had their voice heard. They were loud and clear. 25 said, we will listen to the people. We will not vote this establishment. We are looking for a change. We want a new paradigm. We need a power shift towards real American values, real constitutional values, real strength in the name of the people and the preservation of liberty. The rest of them, loud and clear. We are willing to do the same insanity over and over again. We are willing to compromise your values to retain our power. We are willing to sell our souls and our constituencies for the establishment power grab. What more do you need to hear? What more do you need to hear from these people? Are speaking to you loud and clear. How do you even tolerate? How do you even tolerate the squibbly, quibbling, whatever they're going to be saying to you when they stand in front of you? It would make me sick. And it ought to disgust you too. It's time we turn our backs on them. And it's time we start turning towards the truth. Stop listening to their lies.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back. I want to show you that I believe that there is now a political mainstream media. Yes, I mean a political conservative mainstream media. Mainstream has now broadened itself to not just be CNN and MSNBC, not just simply Fox, but there are so many of those that we have been relying on as to be conservative that are simply just now mainstream political media. I'm not going to name any names. I think that they classify themselves. You know who they are. The people who say the right words and give you the Tea Party line and mention the Constitution and the founders every now and again, and then still fall at the feet of the politicians and worship them. Oh, maybe they'll call out a few safe ones, right, like John Boehner, but let's call out the rest of them. The rest of them who are destroying this country with their political mainstream values. Anybody who voted for John Boehner is now political mainstream. And you know what? They simply are compromisers who have absolutely no value whatsoever. Ramen noodles. That's all they are. Now, ramen noodles are great to eat for entertainment, but not when I'm trying to get nutrition. And so I want to remind you that you have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. And they told you, if you just give us the Republican majority in the Senate, we will change the world. You will have no more problems. Obama will be reined in. The government will be limited. And, you know, this world will be right with the Constitution. Not so. Do you know the border security legislation that was supposed to receive a House vote Wednesday was pulled from the schedule? Isn't that awesome? Carolyn May from Breitbart reports this. A House leadership aide pointed to the weather and scheduling issues as the reason the Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul's Secure Our Border First Act was scrapped from this week's list of House votes. What a bunch of cowards. So what exactly could we vote on Wednesday? Isn't that interesting? Here's the question. What was so unimportant on Wednesday that we could vote for? And if it's so unimportant that the weather doesn't affect its vote, then why are we voting on it at all? Why is Congress even bringing up issues that simply are not important? House votes were canceled Monday due to a blizzard bearing down on the Northeast. The already short week means there will be only 2 legislative days. The bill has taken heat from many sides. Jeff Sessions argues the legislation does not go far enough. The Immigration Officers Union, including the National Border Patrol Council and National Citizenship and Immigration Services Council, as well as anti-amnesty activist groups, also criticize the legislation. But McCaul argues that it's the strongest border security bill ever presented to Congress. I'm sure it is, only it's not presented to Congress, right? They're not going to vote on it. They're not going to do anything. Why? Well, because Boehner will never allow any real debate. He will never really allow any real amendments. What are we going to do about this? We do not want immigration reform. How loud and clear do we have to scream that? I think that we screamed that very, very loudly, very, very clearly in 2014. No immigration reform. It is time to enforce immigration laws. But now Congress passes, you know, your conservative Republican House majority has and it has passed the Cromnibus bill, which actually funds Obama's amnesty when they promised they wouldn't. I don't, what in the world? Because they're neutered. They're absolutely neutered. They have no strength whatsoever. And they are worthless. They are a waste of our time, a waste of our money, and it's time that we stop. Look, put something on the floor and debate it. Boehner doesn't want the debate because he doesn't want to see how the American people to see how weak this is and how spineless they actually are. And some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be, cause she filled me with love and the strength to leave. She said, let it burn, let it burn. I'm gonna burn something down if you get in our way.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So, you know, the House Republicans claim that they're going to be defunding Obama's amnesty, which we know they have not. But they openly continue to fund his executive agencies. Case in point, the Drug Enforcement Agency. the Drug Enforcement Agency, you find a constitutional provision that allows for the creation of a drug enforcement agency that enforces laws on the people and the states. It does not exist. It simply does not exist. Not if you understand the Constitution, not if you apply the Constitution as it's meant to be applied, where the federal government's power is foreign and they leave the states alone to govern themselves. There is no room for a drug enforcement, a federal drug enforcement agency in the federal government. We're going to fund this crap, though. And now, to combat drug trafficking near the U.S.-Mexico border, the DEA is creating a database to track the movements of millions of vehicles. Oh, we're not tracking millions of vehicles as they cross the borders. We're going to be tracking millions of vehicles all over the United States in real time. Now, they say it's all about the war on drugs near the U.S.-Mexico border. However, according to Fox, these government emails indicate that the agency has been working to expand the database throughout the United States over the past several years. The Justice Department told Fox News that the tracking program is compliant with federal, claiming it includes protocols that limit who can access the database, and all of the license plate information is deleted after 90 days. Notice that the program is compliant with federal law. They don't mention whether it's compliant with the Constitution or not, because, you know, that's just a stumbling block. That's just a molehill they step over, right? The supreme law of the land has become a molehill in our country that the government just steps right over like it's nobody's business. The DEA in 2012, the DEA in 2012 testified before a House committee that the program was inaugurated in 2008. And information gathered by it was available to federal, state, and local law enforcement organizations. This has been on the books now for 7 years. 7 years, America. The DEA has been tracking our movements. Oh, but it's okay. It complies with federal rules and regulations, and only a limited number of people can see it. And it's deleted after 90 days. Who are these limited number of people? Oh, anybody in the federal government, the state, and local law enforcement organizations. Oh, yeah, that's really limited. Thanks a lot. Those red light cameras? I got some bad news for you, man. They got nothing to do with tickets about running red lights. That's the sugar that was placed on the big fat piece of poo that they shove down your throat. A spoonful of sugar helps the tyranny go down. Oh, no. We're just going to be using these cameras to see if people are running red lights. Because, you see, we can't afford to have law enforcement on every street corner to keep you safe. So now we're going to have these red light cameras to keep you safe. And you'll see them. They'll flash when the red light comes on. And you'll know that it's because of the red light that we have these cameras. They'll be flashing. Just to remind you, the only reason we have these cameras is for red lights. Are you kidding me? Since 2012, in the very least, Congress has known that these high-tech cameras are used by the federal government to collect information on vehicle movements, location, and direction. And these devices record images. This is according to the Department of the Drug Enforcement Agency, the Department of Justice, sitting before the House Committee in 2012. These cameras collect movements, location, direction, record images of drivers, passengers, and even clear enough to do facial recognition. And it's available to a limited number of people, your federal, state, and local government. I mean, but we have to be safe, Chrisanne. I don't have anything to hide. You know what? What I want to ask you is this. If this program is so benign, is so innocuous, then why do you have to lie to us about it? Why do you have to tell us that you're installing these things through for red lights? Why do you have to hide the fact that federal funding put these cameras up and helped? How many of your communities balk at you and need tax increases, that they have no money to do, you know, the things that you want to do? We got to shut down our school arts programs. We got to shut down our school PE programs. We've got to do this. We've got to stop paying our teachers, whatever. We don't have enough money. And yet, miraculously, this amazing technology is up all over your red lights, all over your street corners. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing that they had the funding for this. Why? Because they didn't have the funding for this. It all came from federal funding. And so, guess what? Federal funding put all of these lights on your street corners, not to keep you safe from red lights, but so the federal government can track your movements. You know what? Facial recognition and movement of vehicles. They're telling you they can't find illegal aliens is just a bunch of crap. They know who you are. They know where you're going. They know where every vehicle and every driver and every passenger is going. So let's start deporting some of these people that are illegal. So you run their facial recognition. Do what you're supposed to do. You run their facial recognition. You find out that they don't have a driver's license, that they're here illegally. Then guess what? You use those millions of dollars. You chase them down and you deport them. Why don't we use this camera to do something that the federal government's really allowed to do? You know, I'm just saying, if you're just going to blatantly disregard our Constitution and trample over our rights like some dirty carpet in an entranceway, then let's make it benefit me as well. Let's just start, you know, Constitution be damned, and let's just start deporting these people the way we need to. Let's just start, you know, cleaning house. If we're not going to care about the Constitution, we're not going to care about the Fourth Amendment, we're not going to care about the Seventh Amendment, we're not going to care about the Eighth Amendment, we're going to let the Sixth Amendment just simply shred to bits. The Fifth Amendment, who cares? Due process, right? Then let's just go with it. If you don't care, whatever. I want to ask you a question. It's the same question. Applies so many different ways. If the Department of Justice came up to you in the parking lot of Walmart and said, get in your car, let's go where you're going to go, but I'm going to ride with you, and I'm going to follow you around for the next 3 days. I'm going to sit in your car and wait for you. Don't worry, I'm not going to go in your house. I'm going to live in your car for the next 3 days and just go wherever you go. Would that be okay? Of course not. Because their intrusion would be in your face. So why is it any different than them doing it electronically? How is that okay? If a Department of Justice agent came up to you while you're standing on the street and said, hand me your cell phone. I need to see your emails. I need to go ahead and read your text messages, and I'm gonna share it. I'm going to image your camera. I'm going to share it with my DOJ buddy here. And we're just going to do this. No. It's just take a few seconds right here on the street corner. Hand me your phone. Would you do that? You tell them to take a flying leap. Get out. And it's okay, though, that they do it without you knowing. That you don't see them, out of sight, out of mind, right? If you don't have any privacy, you have no freedom of speech. You soon will have no right to keep and bear arms. You will soon have no right to assemble. How do you assemble peaceably? How do you even associate with people freely? See, that free association is not just simply standing on the street corner and protesting. That means you can freely associate with whomever you choose as long as you're not engaging in illegal activity and the conspiracy to that legal activity. But how do you have those liberties when the government can track your every move? It's about time that we get tired of this. It's about time that we stop giving in to this kind of tyranny, don't you think? I mean, it's about time we become absolutely outraged by what we see. It is about time that we stand up for our liberties and say enough is enough. I mean, think about this. Since the State of the Union address, where King Barry promised us that he would not have anybody limiting him, we have seen him granting amnesty to millions of illegals, unveiling a new budget busting plan to give free community college to anyone who wants it. And now he's going to engage in even higher progressive taxation, which Winston Churchill said is absolute tyranny, which is absolute socialism, which is absolute tyranny. And we're going to punish rich people with $320 billion in new taxes. And Congress, now that they have a House and a Senate, still do nothing.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Many of you who listen to me regularly know that I have a real disdain for the political process in Washington, D.C., their complete disregard for the equal suffrage of the states is guaranteed in Article 5, the voice of the people being denied through equal representation, through the establishment of this power given to the leaders, the Speaker of the House and the majority leaders in the Senate, and how they control the voice of our representatives. They can actually say, no, you have no voice. We will not hear your bill. We will not hear your argument. We will not hear your amendment. And I don't think that we realize just how offensive that ought to be. Now, let me describe to you what is going on. This is from Reuters, okay? It says, Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked the Keystone XL pipeline bill from moving forward on Monday, but supporters of the project vowed to push ahead and eventually get a vote on the measure. Here's how it works. They say, the Senate failed to get the 60 votes needed to limit debate, voting 53-39 on the measure. Senate failed to get the 60 votes needed to limit debate. Limit debate. You can now vote away the voice of your representatives. This is how there is not equal representation. You see, this is the two-party paradigm that creates the destruction of liberty and the voice of the people. You have two parties, which means then you have a majority party and a minority party. Representative government, Republican government, is supposed to establish that a minority group has the same voice as the majority group. That's what Republican government is all about. That's why we have House representatives that represent the people and Senate representatives that are supposed to represent the states. Now, we all know that that was destroyed with the 17th Amendment in 1913, but that's how a Republican government is supposed to work. And when a majority group can vote away a debate and the voice of the minority group, you're no longer a Republican government. When the minority groups no longer have a society-changing voice, no longer have equal voice in the system, regardless, and I don't care if it's a Democrat minority or Republican minority, because I don't play that, okay? I don't play that party garbage. It is tyrannical, and we need to shed that mentality. But I want you to see, when government, my majority, can limit the voice of the minority, you are no longer a republic. And this is absolutely offensive, and it should be offensive to our spirit. But you see, Mitch McConnell is cutting off debates, not allowing amendments to come to the floor. And when Harry Reid was doing that, we were all up in arms. We want equal voice. Harry Reid's a tyrant. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the tyrant has changed faces. It's the same hat, America, just changed faces. Why are we not outraged that Mitch McConnell is doing that? Why? Because we're so ate up with party politics and cult of personality worship that we're willing to support tyranny as long as that tyranny is on our side. Hey, that is not a Republican-style government. And I'm talking about big R, not little r. That is not a Republican-style government. Not the party, but the system. It is time for us to support liberty and to condemn tyranny, no matter which party is in control. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Boehner, you got to pass the bill so you can read the bill to his own people. Mitch McConnell doing exactly what Harry Reid did. Ha ha, we'll make you pay your own. This is not America that our framers sacrificed for. And it will only return when we stop giving in to party politics and start pushing back in the name of liberty. Let's stand up, America. God bless. See you tomorrow.